This is KCUR. In Kansas City, Missouri, district schools, charter schools, and private schools all compete for students. This fragmented education system is a result of years of mistrust between district residents and the struggling Kansas City public schools. Now the district is provisionally accredited and hoping to win back families with new initiatives. But some families are worried their kids will get lost in the transition. As part of our week-long series on education in the metro, KCUR's Ellie Moxley looks at one family's commitment to public schools.
Carol Kelly loves the 100-year-old Brookside home she's renovating with her husband and three children. It's in a great neighborhood. The city is a great place to raise kids. But then there are the schools.
There's a look of horror when people, when you say, where do the kids, people say, where do your kids go to school? And you say, oh, public schools. They just look at you like you're insane.
The Kellys don't seem crazy. Husband Dan is an attorney. He and Carol moved to Kansas City a decade and a half ago when their oldest child, Riley, was three.
Everyone told us you cannot do public schools in Kansas City, and it's just, it's not feasible. You're going to have to do Catholic, and we are Catholic.
But then Carol found out about Border Start, the district's Montessori elementary school. At the time, preschool there was free. Carol and Dan figured they could put off paying private school tuition for at least a year or two. Turns out they never have. Riley stayed at Border Star through sixth grade, then graduated from Lincoln, a top-ranked high school she says precludes the district's reputation. The Kelly's youngest son, Jack, is still at Border Star. But this story is really about the Kelly's middle child.
I'm Connor. I go to Southwest Early College campus, and
you're going to be a junior, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be a junior.
Connor started on the same path as Riley, got into Lincoln, started in seventh grade. But Carol says Connor's transition wasn't easy like his sister's had been.
In Montessori, there's no homework. You don't turn anything in. You move at your own pace. And when he went from that to Lincoln, he really struggled.
The Kellys moved Connor to Southwest. They thought it would be temporary, except he hasn't left. By the time he got his grades up again, there was a wait list at Lincoln. Meanwhile, Southwest was struggling to accommodate students from Westport High School, which closed when the district downsized. The influx of new students disrupted the early college program and created real safety concerns in the building. Dan Kelly.
Connor never said that he felt threatened. He said most of the fighting and the misbehavior was from the younger kids, the middle school age kids, and that the high school students aren't participating as much in the disruptions that were going on at the school. If he had ever said he felt unsafe, then we would have found an alternative.
At this point, the Kellys aren't eager to make changes, but soon they may have to. It's likely current Southwest students will be displaced if the district and Academy Lafayette, a French immersion charter school, turn the building into a jointly run International Baccalaureate High School. Though the plan is far from finalized, Carol says so far none of the options for current Southwest students look good.
But where are you going to move them? If you move the entire Southwest senior class to one of the other high schools, it's still not graduating from your high school. I think that's a shame.
Carol says the district has great options like Lincoln for the academically driven and Paseo for creative kids. But she says she's really worried about kids like Connor getting lost in the shuffle.
Every single year we have that conversation with parents of, okay, so my kid didn't get in. So what are you going to do? And there just are not good options.
I would challenge that thought that there isn't a good option after Lincoln for students who may not want the rigorous boost.
That's Kansas City Public Schools Superintendent Stephen Green. He's been at the helm for the past 2 years. He's got two jobs now that the district is provisionally accredited. He has to get students who are already in the district to continue making gains. And then he needs to convince families that have left the school system to come back. Green points to the recently reopened Hale Cook Elementary as an example. It's 90% new to the district families.
So that's a level of trust and a vote of confidence in the Kansas City Public Schools that we'd like to see more of. That was part of the motivation behind the Academy Lafayette Southwest Early College Initiative, is to begin to look at creative ways to partner with charter schools, partner with other organizations, and create a new model that's attractive and will bring families back.
Green stresses the deal isn't final, at least not yet. It's possible that the feedback the district gathered this summer could push the new high school's opening back another year, leaving fewer families like the Kellys caught in the middle.
You know, every time one of these things happens, there's another example you think, am I crazy? But we love it here, and we like Kansas City, Missouri. We don't want to move to Lee's Summit. We love the neighborhood. So you keep thinking, you know, so far we've been really lucky. We've been able to make this work really well.
So for now, the Kellys aren't going anywhere. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.